Well, next we go to an iconic World Heritage site under climate change pressure. A new report this morning is warning that Skellig Fahil's wildlife, landscape and ancient monastic sites are under threat. Dr. Connie Kelleher, a senior archaeologist with the National Monuments Service with responsibility for Skellig Fahil, is with us now. Dr. Kelleher, this climate vulnerability assessment says climate change puts Skellig Fahil under threat. How does it do that?
Hi, Cian. Well, I suppose climate change, is something that's the most urgent issue all across the globe, really, and including in Ireland. And when you consider Skellig, which lies out in the Atlantic, it's quite vulnerable. It's a unique site. But the archaeology on the island and the nature, particularly the birds on the island, are delicate balances. They're vulnerable to the elements, something that we have no control over.
And is it that wildlife is exposed to the elements?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. But that being said, the assessment and the report that was launched last night, it's trying to get ahead of that. It's coming together. It brought experts and it brought the community, which are so important to informing what we do in the future on Skellig. It brought all of those together to, I suppose, discuss and to come up with measures for the future to look at what we can do on Skellig to protect it long term.
You're looking at the future, but are there any signs of it yet?
There are certainly from the assessment we have seen increased rockfall, for instance, and some of that is because with the increased storms that we've all experienced in Ireland in the last while, it's causing dieback or erosion in certain areas that we're looking at, and that leads to increased rockfall because the rocks can't adhere to the soil. So there are certainly signs of increased rockfall.
What's the danger to the monastic sites then?
There's no immediate danger to the monastic sites. We're monitoring the monastic sites, but with anything that is so out in the Atlantic, we have to have a long-term strategy for assessing them on an ongoing basis. So increased rainfall, for instance, which is another effect of climate change, leads to soil saturation, and that can lead to collapse. So we're monitoring that as well, and that's where potential impact to the monastic site could be impacted.
So, what safeguards do you put in place then?
We have an ongoing monitoring measures on the island for looking at movement and walls of the monastic site. Looking at any degradation to, for instance, the grave slabs that are there, this beautiful incised crosses, and we're looking at those. And then for the rockfall, our colleagues in the Office of Public Works, which are our partners in managing the site, have put in what we call crash decks, and they've expanded the crash decks in areas of extreme vulnerability so that it's made it safer for visitors and staff to the island as well. So these are the kind of on-site measures that we've put in place.
Well, diversification of tourism is mentioned in the report. The development of mainland experiences for tourists. Will we see less visitors going to Skellig Fahil?
No, we're not planning on that at all. But what we are doing is, for instance, this summer now was a very bad summer, particularly for the local boatmen going out to Skellig. So it's thinking, I suppose, Cian, outside the box and trying to come up with ways that visitors can experience Skellig when they can't get out to the island. So you can go around the island now on boats rather than landing on the island. That is something that is being done locally as well. And that may have to increase if visitors can't land on the island.
But the local community, the local boat operators, they're part of this conversation about the future.
Absolutely. And we had a really good, successful night last night. We launched the report down here in Valencia, and we met with a lot of the locals, including the boatmen, and we had really good, positive conversations with them.
Dr. Connie Kelleher from the National Monument Service. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:29. After the break, we'll have the news headlines.